Friday, September 20, 2013, 19:56 and 26 seconds.
Police and fires, John.
Hey, good evening. I'm calling about, my name is Venki Venkatraman.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling because I received a text message from my ex-wife regarding a court order.
Okay.
I met with Officer Mitchell there regarding a court order I had, and he's claiming that somebody at the police actually talked to the judge, and the judge said that the order was not valid. Do you know who that might be at the state in the evening who talked to the judge? Or is she just making it up?
I don't know. We don't have a judge here that would make that order. No.
She's claiming that somebody in the police spoke to a judge in Dallas just a few minutes ago.
Okay. Okay, let me explain something to you, sir.
Yep.
This order that you're speaking of is a civil court order.
Right.
Okay, it's not something that the police would talk to a judge about. It's not something that we would get involved with.
That's what I thought, but Chief Gaming...
We haven't been involved with any changes in an order or any declaration that the order is wrong. No.
Yeah, but what I'm asking is, do you know my specific case, what I'm talking about?
I know that you met with Corporal Mitchell earlier, but Corporal Mitchell is the person that has all the information on it.
Right. Is it possible that somebody else from the police is also involved? The same matter, because my ex-wife might have called up on this or something. And could that person then have called the judge? She's claiming that, just now I got a text from her 5 minutes ago saying someone from the police called the judge, and the judge told them that the was not valid.
We have not called the judge. Corporal Mitchell went home at 6 o'clock. We have not called the judge.
Okay, and there's nobody else who could have called the judge from the police department?
No, sir.
Okay, then is it possible? Then I have to ignore. I assume that the text she sent me that the police. I'll read it out to you, and you tell me what you think. One moment. She says Judge Garcia has called the police department and clarified the order. The order you have is not what she intended to send you. Intended. So, what police department she is?
Okay, If by chance the judge talked to Corporal Mitchell, said she was going to change the order, nothing would be changed until Business Monday. I mean, you don't change orders like that at 7 o'clock at night.
I know. That's right. She's not said she's changed the order. She's told her she clarified the order was not as she wrote it, or something like that.
Okay.
Is it possible that anybody else could have spoken? Because I can come by to the police station and show you the text message.
We don't need to see the text, sir.
Uh-huh.
It's... one, this is a civil issue.
Right.
The police department deals in criminal law.
I know.
Not civil law.
Right.
So, no, we don't need to see your text. If you want to talk to Corporal Mitchell about it, he'll be back at 6 in the morning. You can talk with him about it there, but I mean, I don't know what I'm saying you're not comprehending.
No, I'm getting complete perfectly, and I attempted to talk to Chief Tristan earlier because I know him reasonably well. But I was directed to Corporal Mitchell because he was out of town. And so I know exactly what you're saying. Not that I don't understand. I'm just saying that is there any likelihood that a judge sitting in a Dallas court can talk to a Coppell police at 7 o'clock in the evening about an order she signed early in the morning?
Could they call? Yes. A judge can call the police department just as easy as anybody else could, yes.
So if she had called, you would have a record of the call and the fact whatever it is she can weigh, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
No, if you said she could call, but if whether she called or not, you're saying you know for a fact there was no such call, or?
I know Corporal Mitchell has received several calls tonight. Who the specifics of each one of those persons were, I don't know. If they call and say, can I speak to Corporal Mitchell, we transfer them to Corporal Mitchell. I don't ask who they are and
okay.
and get into that officer's business. If someone calls and requests to speak to Corporal Mitchell, I transfer the call to Corporal Mitchell.
What time did he leave? Can you tell me that?
He left at 6 o'clock.
That was just at the time when I met him. I saw him at 6:10.
As soon as you left, he left the building also.
Okay, so you couldn't have got any calls after I left, right?
He has a cell phone and he has voicemail that we can transfer calls to 24 hours a day.
Can you transfer me to Officer Mitchell at this time then?
Sure.
Okay, thanks.